The history of Valentine's Day might not match up with our current incarnation. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lisa Biddle, professor of history and religion at the University of Southern California, Dornsife, delves into the past to find St. Valentine's origin story.
On Valentine's Day, sweethearts exchange cards, flowers, and candy. But the namesake of our modern holiday, St. Valentine, was no patron of love. In fact, there are several St. Valentines, and at least two of them died on February 14th, executed by a 3rd-century Roman emperor who persecuted Christians. Both were ascetic bishops known for philosophy, not love. Yet legends grew about St. Valentine, claiming he passed love notes between jailed Christian lovers and healed a blind girl he was sweet on. Still, none of the tales are supported by 3rd-century historical accounts. Even in the Middle Ages, St. Valentine was more famous for curing epilepsy than for romance. Some scholars think that Valentine's Day was a replacement for the ancient Roman fertility festival called Lupercalia, which also took place in February. It was sort of an urban carnival when half-naked young men ran through the streets of Rome, striking women with whips cut from goatskin. Again, despite speculation, no historical evidence directly connects the pagan ritual with the Christian feast day of Valentine. So what is the origin of the love connection with St. Valentine? It was probably established by Geoffrey Chaucer, author of the Canterbury Tales. In a popular 14th century poem, Chaucer linked the February feast of St. Valentine with the mating of birds in early spring. English audiences embraced the association, and soon nature-minded European nobility began sending love notes during bird mating season. Shakespeare's love-struck Ophelia even spoke of herself as Hamlet's Valentine. Today it may seem like Valentine's Day is mostly about generating big dollars for retailers, but the origin of the holiday, despite St. Valentine's earliest history, was all about lovebirds.
That was Lisa Biddle of the University of Southern California, Dornsife. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.